little more hiking than fishing because
no.
you've got a little skull.
No.
But it's pretty romantic. Mount Rainier, the Oklahoma Beach. So the water was so clear. Well, there's no way I'm ever getting fish.
I can't see that.
How's Forks?
Nice, nice place. The compound we were on.
Did you have a walk to the coast?
Yeah, so we went to Mora Campground Friday night. Which is good. We got up, no, Friday morning. Friday. What day was I there? So I was there Wednesday. I went up Wednesday. I gave, I was there Thursday. Did my talk, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the Friday morning, yeah. We went early. We got there real early, got a campsite, and then spent the day, like, went out to the Rialto Beach, Second Beach, and walked a while. And then, yeah, spent Saturday night there, and then came back Saturday.
Oh, glad you didn't get killed by that tree. Glad you didn't get killed by that tree.
Oh my god, it was so scary.
I was actually about the tree.
We were backpacking this weekend, and we heard this, like, right after we passed this one spot, we just heard this big, like, crack. And we turn around, and all I see is, like, a tree trunk kind of, like, waving in the air. And then when we came back that way a couple days later, we saw that this humongous tree had fallen right across the path. Like, a minute after we left. That's all. We had good timing.
So this is one of the reasons I don't follow, like, hiking.
Yeah, this is why you never go into the wilderness.
That's why I stay inside at home, protected from the elements, with the comfort of my video game, staying here.
Yeah.
Oh man, I got troublesome, man. We were staying up too late on Saturday playing video games. She came downstairs at like, it was late, it was like 3:15 or 3:30.
Oh my god.
And she apparently woke up and like, I wasn't in bed. She like, came downstairs and she was like, what are you doing? I'm playing video games. She's like, I think it's time to go to bed. It's like,
I don't.
I was like, okay. Sorry, Mom. I'm so stupid. Why would you stay? I don't know. Why wouldn't I? I have nothing else going on. I'm like, sleeping.
You got your brain.
How long have you been playing video games that far?
I've been playing literally like all day. She had to go to the bachelorette party during the day. So, I mean, she left the house at like 11:30 in the morning and didn't get back until midnight-ish.
Did you take a break or?
When she came home, yeah, I took a break and hung out with her, and then she went to bed, you know, not that long after coming home. I stayed up for playing.
And you
know, it's a good like 12 to.
Did you watch her ankles?
No.
I did.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
Oh my god, that's
so good. Alright, so, what else, any of thing particularly we want to talk about today? It's not on the agenda. Well, how did the public song go Friday?
It's just
pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And I worked through some really important issues we were having.
Alright. Is everything going alright with that? Alright, tomorrow. So, got a field trip planned.
No, we've already planned.
No,
we're not going to Port Gamble.
We've already
talked about it.
Alright, well, we'll delay it then. I gotta go. So,
we said we would glue oysters at your house, but
yeah.
Not.
Yes. Have you ever been to this place?
No.
Port Gamble? I've been to Port Gamble.
Yeah, the oyster place.
Does it have a zip line? Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna
no
go.
All right, well, I've got to go.
Yeah.
All right, so well, I'll update the schedule then accordingly to when I'm done. Because I got to get this done.
Well, what time? I mean, I'll go. If we can go early, I can go
help. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. What's early?
Like one.
Huh?
Like one.
be there at 9.
At Port Gamble?
Yeah.
So what time?
Or my place.
When will we be back from Port Gamble? That's all I care about.
Before lunch.
Should be. Before lunch. What time is lunch? I eat at 11.
Yep, I imagine it should be. Well, that's kind of what I was hoping.
Difficult.
I was hoping Brent would be here. I think he's at Port Gamble now, dropping stuff off. Yeah.
It seems like he should be getting the oysters to bring to your place.
Well, the problem is they have to go back to seawater, and so that means somebody's got to drive later back to Port Gamble.
I see.
You see what I mean? That's the issue. If they could, the oysters have to stay alive.
Which ferry would we have to catch in the morning if we were to help out with Port Gamble before?
Yeah. I have the schedule up on the computer.
But my feeling is Brent will be here today. It's like a maybe on the lab meeting.
Yeah, when
so
I talked to him on Friday, like when he was leaving, he said he wasn't even sure he was going to be here today.
Today at
period.
All?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't ask what he was
doing.
Yeah, so I don't know.
But it should really take no time at all. I mean, what did Brent tell y'all last Friday? Was it
about
the Port Gamble?
Nothing. I sort of covertly learned about the secret ambush of the gluing. So.
Yeah, and we all decided we weren't
going to. No, we mentioned that last lab meeting.
No.
We all agreed that we would sit around your house and
yeah,
oysters.
That's fine.
We're all very good at that.
That's fine. We can do that.
And then there's this whole field trip.
We can do that. That's fine. We just need, okay, that's fine. That can be fixed. I just need a volunteer to drive him to Port Gamble at the end of the day.
Shouldn't Brent do that?
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah,
what I was thinking.
Whoever's not here gets volunteered.
Yep.
I don't have a car.
Yeah, it's his project.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funding just about all of y'all.
Did
they just need to get to water? That's the only thing. I can't recall Brent's plan.
Well, add some salt to your pump.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, they would stay.
Yeah, you should.
All right, I'll email him and see. It's really.
But yeah, I don't mind
yeah.
going early.
Yeah, yeah. We'll plan. Let's we're just busting chops here.
Yeah.
I can go early.
small chance I'll be able to make it down to 75.
My only concern with this is that I feel like tile attachment still hasn't been resolved.
Yeah, so
Bryn did figure that out last week. He confirmed. He did it himself. He did it. He knows they attach. Put them in water.
No, I mean, putting the tiles. He wants to attach the tiles to the little basket things.
We're not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
We're not worried about that.
Okay.
We're just going to put them on tiles and put the tiles in seawater. So it's on the record, we also need help on the 17th, 18th, and 19th at 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
No.
Is that the times?
I don't know.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm confirmed for the 18th and 19th.
Is it? Okay, I don't know the details. So Bryn said something about that?
To me, yeah.
Okay.
I wrote down Tuesday, that would help.
Monday and Tuesday. All that has to happen is really, well, it didn't have to happen, but it just makes funner than just one person doing this to get the lead down. So we'll tentatively plan on that. So Jessica, Charles, are y'all coming over tomorrow?
I have work.
You have work. Charles?
Yeah, I want to
work. But maybe I'll confirm with Bryn and see what he has in mind. What else this week? Charles, what are you doing this week?
I'm making CDNA today. And so I'm doing my test to make sure I can do everything right. And then I'll be moving on to some samples that Matt has that are
the water's clean?
Actually, I had some mics come out, and then I did another test, and I had three contaminated and one clean. So that's what I went with that. You got his RNA, all DNA.
Yeah, so the RNA came out clean, too. The last one, blanks.
Blanks came up. RNA's totally clean.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, so the blanks came up, and the no template controls came and the melting curve looked like it was the right product, the right slash wrong product, right? I mean, did you look at it?
Yeah.
So there's something weird.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets into one well.
Or three wells, would you say, right?
Three wells and one.
Three out of four.
Three out of four. And all of the RNA samples, which are essentially the same, the DNA's RNA, right?
Yep, they're all cool.
God. All right. But you're moving forward anyway. That's what it sounds like.
And so I just ran four blanks this morning.
Oh, you did it again. Eventually, yeah.
Did you include a positive control?
Well, no. Hopefully not. I said. Whatever, let's just start from nothing, and then we'll add the positive control back in. All right, how about you? How's your stuff going, Jesse?
Pretty well. I wrote a fairly freedom last week, kind of got an idea of what inside information looks like, kind of looked at some sample size of her, made sure I was looking at the right tissues.
Yeah.
And talked about keyboidal metaplasia, so I have an idea of what that looks like as well. It looks like I'm on the right track. So I was kind of finishing up some stats from kind of patient data and looking more at the slides we have for idea of what normal looks like for the non-suspension controls as well as kind of comparing that to what other plate signs look like. So it was kind of starting over with human science kind of medical.
Did y'all do that thing with the new stain?
No.
So the history people come back and said they think that the normal stain should show us what we want to
okay.
see.
I talked to Carol about that. She said that it's probably likely that we'll see cells. It's probably not worth it. Yeah. Not worth bringing it. Yeah. Oh well. But we do want to send off some more samples, some more slides. So we should get those together this week. Sam, I'm not going to remember. know what synopsis of stuff and you have to help me.
There's the wiki is good. Carolyn's wiki.
Is that the one too?
Yeah, I think so.
I vaguely remember. It involves like sealed plastic container,
and I've got some stuff like down there that's like a little bit extra, so I think should like containers.
Great. Yeah, just kind of grab it with pack stuff up. Yeah.
But there's still stuff I steal from them, like the stuff.
Yeah. What's our sample size at right now? Is there like six? There's six for the controls, and there's two and three for the that's in terms of tissue on slide, or in terms of, but I thought there was an even number of treatment that we've had processed. Is it just the ones that haven't digested?
Right.
So, Mac, how's your stuff going?
Good. I still think I'm about a good day's work away from asking for comments on my discussion.
Okay.
Which would be nice to start
getting
work on. So I think today I'll try to finish that up. It's readable and comment ready. And then the labeling went good for my samples. They were going to do the hives last week. And so she's really responsive. So I assume I'll hear from her once she has something done for that. I got my talk accepted for Norway, so I should probably start thinking about that. And abstracts are due for Frontiers this week, so I don't know if there's email some people just to make sure they come through.
I think I saw one this week.
Yeah. Hume submitted.
Going to explain how the inflation works and works.
That's I don't want to read it. I don't want it to influence anything I'm writing. I'm not reading the abstract.
I don't think
a review?
I don't think it's something about this.
Alright.
What about you, Sam?
Sort of was thinking about maybe tackling the minus 80 and organizing some stuff. Yeah, those new racks.
Yeah, you have a piece of both arms.
Yeah, I just want to say my arm works.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't even notice that. When that come off? So.
Yeah, I didn't wear it last week, so. No.
Did you need it last week?
No. And the week before, I don't think I was wearing it either.
Really?
Yeah,
you were.
The week before?
I think the first time I noticed it was not
meeting
last week.
I mean, I don't think I was wearing it the week before. I mean, I'm pretty sure I took it off. Yeah, maybe I was wearing it like.
Something might happen.
Whatever. Do you know anything more about the sequencing?
Yeah, so bisulfite conversion, we'd have to have downtown do that. And then for sequencing, I mean, for time's sake, we should probably go with Genome Sciences, but I'm waiting for an email from the Hutch to get updated pricing because they now have a high seq 2500. Actually, they're getting another one this week. So the dude basically said that 50 base pair paired-end turnaround time is like weeks.
Okay.
As opposed to months. He said because they're really cranking through.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to do.
But I don't know what their updated pricing is.
But they don't make the libraries either.
No.
So, okay. So we're just waiting to update, and then we were feeling that we can have them make the library downtown and then move it somewhere else.
Yep, and I checked that with Genome Sciences, you know, as long as...
Yep. Yes. 2500, is that what everybody else has?
I don't think so. I don't know what downtown is running. I haven't heard otherwise,
they
but
don't
I
do
think it's still the 2000.
I don't think.
2000.
What's the 100? Yeah, they do 2000.
Oh. All right. I'm Ed. What's going on?
Unemployed.
Emma fired you?
We received Emma's memo.
She did not.
know, it's like it all left for
a second.
He's a dead
soul. I'm so excited.
So you wrapping up, or?
We're done our presentation.
Working on your presentation?
Yeah.
Which are the 23rd or something?
6th.
28th.
But we're going to try to do a practice talk sometime next week.
What about you, Anna?
I'm reanalyzing.
Reanalyzing.
Don't read my paper. No one read my paper. I haven't updated the discussion because I haven't finished the new results. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting ready for my committee meeting.
What about you, Claire?
Paper. I really want to get going on RNA-seq analysis. That's going to be included because I feel a little silly like working so much on this paper if that's not going to be included.
Well, it's not. They're independent. So, I mean, to me, you could do everything you have today deserves a discussion. And that discussion wouldn't change the RNA-seq. So, if you feel like you've done that, so that your discussion is done, or not done, but ready for people, simple for people to look at, do you feel happy with it?
Almost, yeah.
Okay. Almost, and then.
Another day.
Alright, so then once that's, let us know then, and we'll take a look at your discussion, we'll provide feedback, and then you can, then you can look at the RNA-seq data after that, but I wouldn't mangle them, and they're independent, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Really? I mean, don't you think my discussion will change with these new findings?
I think you would add something to your discussion. I think you still have to discuss that there's an intron and an exon.
Yeah, I mean, I've done all that.
Yeah. So, yeah, then that's fun. And you're not going to delete anything with new data. You're just going to add anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It just won't be in, like, a finalized version, obviously.
Right. Yeah, but the paragraph structure and the content.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, just
looking at that. So, as long as that's, you know, good, then it's just adding to it. It's not going to, no time is wasted on it.
Yeah. Do you think I should start working on that though?
The RNA-seq?
I mean, I can talk to you about it later.
Yeah, we can look at it, but as soon as you're comfortable that you've adequately discussed what you have already done, then I think that's fine.
I still need to work on those pies, like scaling them correctly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work on that. But I do really want to start tackling that data set.
Okay. Yeah, I would just wrap up what you're working on with the intron and the genomic features to make sure everything's good update, and then you look at the RNA-seq.
Sounds good.
So I can help you kind of figure that out. How to go about looking at it, because I'm not quite sure. You didn't have to look at that, understand that, so basically it's probably most of it. So Giles, what have you been up to?
Like I said before, I tried cleaning your sequences with FastX, and it gave me some really weird results, so I was going to go turn around and redo it in CLC, but this week CLC has been driving me crazy. I've been talking to the CLC bio people. I ended up uploading 13 gigs of data to them over the weekend to see if they could figure out what's going on. I'm hoping to get an answer from them in the next day or two, so we'll see.
Are you having problems with just the quality trimming with CLC?
No, CLC, like, I'll give it stuff to do, and it'll do, like, half of it, and then just stop.
Yeah.
It'll look like it's still running, but I'll come back, like, days, you know, like, a week later, and it won't even have finished.
Wow.
Like, there was an assembly that I did for Krista Nichols about a week ago, and I let it run for 6 days. And I mean, it was only like 200 million sequences, and it never finished.
Oh, yeah, that is weird. That's really weird.
So, I mean, it might be something wrong with the computer itself. I had IT looking at it on Friday, and they dug around. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But I'm hoping to get to your stuff this week, because I finished some of the other projects I was working on last week.
You get all the pathway stuff uploaded before your deadline?
One person, another person is in Yellowstone right now and isn't answering emails. So, yes and no.
Yes and no.
So, if, oh, that's right. So, if you got any data you want to try with IPA, let me know.
Okay.
Because we, it looks like right now we're going to lose like 4 or 5 uploads come end of September.
Okay, but you still have a few more. You have about another month then, right, for those people to come out of Yellowstone?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Take a look. Yeah, assuming my father gets his act together and we get the money to renew it.
Is he back in Wisconsin? Or?
I have no idea where he is. He never talks to me.
I think him and Andy went back up to Sample Fed this week. I know.
I'll email and call him today and see where it's at, because the deadline for renewing that thing is 8 days from now.
Oh, wow. All right, anything else? I'm trying to work on the next seminar, but it sounds... Jessica and Charles were thinking about their next blog post.
Oh yeah, for the next seminar, are we going to do like the open notebook?
I don't know. I haven't acted on anything yet. I might try to contact. I mean, I was thinking about contacting Brian and see if there's anybody else besides us that does it. That would be to me, a very useful thing if we could actually talk with people who are doing it to learn from other people. So that's kind of on my list. And then I'm kind of kicking around the idea of people who call us the street about just subject-wise. That reminds me. Did you see that? I thought that was pretty neat. The skits thing with the papers.
Yeah.
Sam, I mentioned it. I showed him how to do it, but you can just open a PDF and skit and save it, and it does that, which is really, really handy for highlighting and doing the sections. And an IPython 1.0 came out.
Oh, they did release it?
They released this weekend. So I haven't upgraded yet.
Does it not say kernel anymore?
What?
Does it not say kernel anymore on it?
It doesn't say kernel. Little ponies are dancing around.
They're ponies, and it doesn't say kernel.
You're in.
Fine,
you're
pony.
Alright. Is that it? Anybody? Last call? Alright. Nice chatting with you, Giles. We'll see you later. Are you coming over tomorrow, Giles? You gotta work all day.
Nah, I'm afraid I gotta work.
Alright.
Calling sick. We won't tell anybody.
You can bring your laptop.
Yeah, I got a feeling Penny might find out.
All right, well, we'll talk to you next week then.
See you guys. Have
fun.
Bye. Yeah, I looked that up last week. Google Hangouts does not record typed chats that occur during a Hangout.
Yeah.